All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is another beautiful day, as well as 1400 AM KSBT in trying to be sunny Sandpoint. I'm your host, Bob Witte. We're in North Idaho. It's Thursday. We call this North Idaho Thursday. And for those of you who haven't noticed or maybe haven't tuned in, we've kind of changed up our local programming a little bit. The shows that used to be heard once a month on Mondays and Fridays are now played primarily on Wednesdays. You will always have Barbara Carpenter on Tuesdays. Wednesday will be those shows I just mentioned. Thursday will be this show with me. And then Friday will be Our American Stories, which will also play on Monday. So that's what we're doing. And if you're looking for Ricky's Top 10 on Wednesdays, it's now going to be on the second Thursday of every month. And for the time being, anyway, just once a month because she went back to school. So it's hard to get her in the studio. So anyway, we'll do that. We've got a good one for you today. Dr. Ben Good is scheduled to be with us on the phone from Bonner General Health. Give us an update on what's happening at the local hospital here in Sandpoint. Also today, once again, we'll welcome in Sherry Coldwell from the Sandpoint Senior Center. Find out what's happening in October. Yes, tomorrow begins October, if you can believe that. And we'll meet Devin from a new exercise business here in town. It's called Bar X Fitness and Dance. And it's very interesting stuff. So she will be along today. Her husband might come along with her as well. We'll just have to wait and see who shows up. Anyway, what's going on this weekend? Of course, there's Farmers Market in Sandpoint on Saturday from 9 until 1. They've got a couple of weeks left of that. Also, coming up, let's see, tonight, Yappy Hour is the Better Together Animal Alliance is having inviting you along with your canine companion at the Pondere Pet Safe Dog Park on Kootenai Cutoff Road. Enjoy local beer. All right. Local music, sunshine, and community. It goes from 4 to 7, and it's always going to be on the last Thursday of each month. It's free. Open to the public. For more information, bettertogetheranimalalliance.org. Also tonight, if you're into Scarywood, it starts tonight. So a full month of Scarywood this year. It's Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays right down the road here. Of course, fall lake cruises are going on with Lake Pondere Cruises. You can't imagine a better time of year to get out on the lake and check stuff out. That'll be a lot of fun. Tomorrow at Pondere Winery, Brian Jacobs is playing from 5 to 8. He is great. You will really enjoy that. Let's see what else we got going. Oh, it's first free Saturday at the Bonner County Historical Museum. And that is this Saturday, free admission from 10 until 2. This month's event is sponsored by Denise and Ron Zembricki. Bricky? Don't know-y. Also this weekend, Hickey Farms and their You Pick Pumpkins are have it going on. So you can start the whole month of harvest fun out there and go check that out at the Harvest Farm at Hickey Farms just east of Sandpoint on Highway, off of Highway 200. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have Dr. Ben Good from BGH is with us on the phone. Always look forward to that. And we'll have the latest stats from BGH and more. So stick around.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonner's Ferry Baptist Church. Let me ask you this question. When was the last time you thought about God? Consider this verse in the fourth verse of the 10th Psalm. The Bible says, "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." I'm afraid there are many people who, if you could categorize their thoughts throughout a 24-hour period, you could find them thinking about many things. Perhaps they're thinking about money and their family and work and health and even perhaps about sin. But there's one thing you'll not find in their thoughts, and that's God. The Bible says that's because they're wicked, and through pride they will not seek him. If you find yourself in that situation, having shut God out of your heart and mind, I urge you today to realize what an error that is and repent and listen to the Word of God. If we can assist you in any way, please contact us. You can reach us at 267-3746.
Do you have slow, unreliable internet? Intermax brings wireless internet and fiber to families throughout all of North Idaho. But our specialty is bringing a mountain of internet to homes that have challenges finding high-speed internet. Intermax offers internet packages starting at $65 a month. And right now, there are emergency grants available for those who qualify. You only pay $25 a month. Call and ask for Jamie, and your installation will be free.
Call Intermax Networks today for a mountain of high-speed internet, locally owned and operated. IntermaxNetworks.com.
Following their scintillating overtime victory over Lewiston, another 5A opponent comes to Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, this week to take on Sandpoint. The Bulldogs battle longtime rival Lake City, and you can catch all the action, starting with the Oaks Fresh Market pregame show at 6:40. Kickoff coming your way from Barlow Stadium Friday night at 7 as the Timberwolves battle the Bulldogs here on North Idaho's Radio, KSPT, KBFI, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
It's the biggest, baddest RV liquidation of the year. Going on now at the Greyhound Park. All into savings with this massive 2021 liquidation sale. With the guaranteed lowest prices of the year. Get the first shot at bank repos from Bank of the West, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and several local credit unions. Over 200 units liquidation priced right now at the Greyhound Event Center in Post Falls. Huge factory discounts on all new RVs. With prices starting at just $19,995. Free freight and setup on all travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Special bank financing with interest rates so low. Payments are starting at just $159 a month. This is the biggest, baddest liquidation sale of the year on all new and used RVs. Free parking and free admission. The sale of all sales. Happening now at the Greyhound Event Center in Post Falls, Idaho. Just over the state line.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back here on North Idaho's radio. It's North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, along with you, joined once again this week by Dr. Ben Good from Bonner General. Ben, how are you?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again.
No problem. We could do this all the time. I like to get these updates. It's interesting stuff and information that we need to be passing along to the general public. I was talking to a good friend of mine who is also a doctor this week, and he was saying of just the regular patients that have been coming into his office, he is shocked at how many people don't think COVID's a problem around here. He's like, what, do you live under a rock? How do you not know this? What is going on this week at Bonner General?
So as of this morning, we had 9 patients who were admitted to the hospital, 3 intensive care, 9 patients with COVID who were admitted to the hospital, 9 in the intensive care unit, 6 on medical surge with, on the medical or surgical floor with COVID, all 9 unvaccinated. I want to repeat that. All 9 are unvaccinated, and all 9 are symptomatic. It's not just like, you know, somebody had appendicitis and we discovered that they had COVID. These are folks who are in the hospital because of COVID. So it's kind of a status quo over, you know, for what we've been seeing for the past couple of weeks. Taken up, say, 75% of our available ICU beds, roughly, you know, half of our available med surgical beds in a disease that is pretty much preventable.
Yeah, absolutely. And vaccines are available. Booster shots are, we'll talk more about boosters in a moment. Another stat to pass along is 1,078 active COVID cases in Bonner County.
Yep.
That's staggering.
Yeah, and so the question is, where are we going to put them, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday, at the beginning of my day shift in the emergency department, I placed phone calls to Kootenai Medical Center, Sacred Heart, and Deaconess to try and figure out, you know, just in case, you know, if I have to transfer a patient for a higher level of care, who was available to accept patients. And they all said, hey, if you have somebody who's in a terrible car accident or has a big giant heart attack, we'll be able to find a place for them somewhere inside the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But for essentially everything else, they were full. And what worries me is when Grandma Sally or Papa Jeff falls down and breaks a hip,
mm-hmm.
and if they're also on dialysis, I'm not going to be able to get them transferred out to another facility that can handle dialysis. Mm. Bonner General doesn't do dialysis. So although we could take care of their hip, we can't take care of their dialysis problem. Or, if it's something else that just requires a higher level of care, well, all of a sudden, higher levels of care aren't available because, well, like you were referencing earlier, for whatever reason, people up here just don't seem to think that COVID is real, or they think that because they're rough, tough North Idaho stock that they're not going to get affected by it. And unfortunately, it's just not true.
Yeah. What about, certain surgeries? If you're scheduled for a surgery in the coming weeks, do you expect it now? And if it's going to be at Bonner General, do you expect it to be postponed, or is it just going case by case, or how are you guys handling that?
That's a good question. So it varies day by day. It depends on if it's just a colonoscopy or an mm-hmm. upper endoscopy, and it's not something that somebody's going to be expected to stay in the hospital overnight for, then, usually we're able to get those squared away. But and there have been many days where those have not been delayed, but we have had other times where we've had to shut our operating rooms down because we don't have, for example, our hospital is pushed to the max, delivering the oxygen that patients are needing in order to, to keep them alive. So, unfortunately, it's hard to say. Some days are better than others. Today, we've got 9 patients in the department, or excuse me, that are admitted. When I go on shift tonight at 6 or 7 p.m., the day shift could have admitted 2 or 3 more.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a day-to-day thing, which makes it terribly difficult for somebody who's been waiting for 6 months to have their shoulder fixed. So that's frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, very frustrating. Let's talk about boosters for a moment. Of course, the Pfizer vaccine, which was the first one released when vaccines got released, okay for people over 65 or if you're compromised and younger to get the booster shot, your third shot. What if you were Moderna and you're over 65? I know there's a few places around the county that are administering that shot. Is that okay to get now, or should you wait for approval, or is that just up to you or your doctor? How are we handling this?
Ooh, that's a great question. It is a conversation that I would recommend everybody to have with their physician. It is expected to be approved soon, the booster shots for Moderna. And current recommendations are if you got Pfizer for the first 2 shots, stick with Pfizer if you're going to get a booster. And yes, there are places who are giving the third dose of Moderna, but yeah, I would recommend people chat with their primary care doctor who knows their medical conditions the best. About when it is safe and appropriate for them to get their booster shot.
Very good. Talking to Dr. Ben Good from Bonner General Hospital, works in the emergency room, and you and your wife Stacy were I think, my first guest from Bonner General when all of this started a long time ago. And there was a lot of talk back then about herd immunity, and that was one theory that X number of people across the country or across the world is going to get this, and then there'll be this immunity. With the numbers we're having here in Bonner and Boundary County, and, you know, the certain number percentage of people who've been vaccinated now, the ones who are not are getting sick, is it possible that we'll accomplish herd immunity?
I'm not an epidemiologist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an emergency room doctor. But, yeah, is it possible that we'll approach herd immunity? Absolutely it's possible. But at what cost?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people sick?
in the first 6 months of 2021, there were 25 deaths of all, like, there are a total of 25 deaths at Bonner General Hospital. These are folks who had heart attacks or strokes or cancers or COVID or whatever. Total of 25 deaths, nine of which were COVID in 6 months. From July through September, so 3 months, we've had 32 deaths, 17 of which were COVID. So twice as many deaths over half the time. So that's 400% more deaths. You know, death rate 400% higher this week than it was in the first week of January.
Yeah, again.
So herd immunity is going to, you know, will eventually get there. Some of our neighbors are going to die to achieve it.
I had someone from BGH ask me to ask you about ivermectin. Is that how you pronounce it?
Ivermectin.
Oh, there we go. What is that? I know it's kind of a controversial thing around the country. Explain to people what that is and if they should or shouldn't be taking it.
Great. People should take ivermectin if they have worms. if they have intestinal parasites, they should take ivermectin. If they don't have intestinal parasites, they should not take ivermectin. Because that's what ivermectin is. It's an anti-parasitic medication. I am not 100% certain about why this is as controversial and politicized as it is. But there was a study that was published that showed that ivermectin at about 4,000, if I remember correctly, about 4,000 times the concentration that we are able to get into our tissues when we take ivermectin, when cells that were in a petri dish were exposed to that extreme concentrations of ivermectin was shown to inhibit the SARS-CoV-19 virus. But at 4,000 times what we're able to actually do by taking it by now. So some folks see this as evidence enough that we need to be giving it to people who have COVID or who have been exposed to COVID or whatever. The CDC, the FDA, all of the leading experts on medical treatment and medical safety agree that there is no role at this point for ivermectin in the treatment of COVID. And so I do not prescribe it, my partners do not prescribe it, and Bonner General does not use it. That being said, there are studies that are evaluating the efficacy of ivermectin in patients with COVID. And if and when those high-quality, double-blind, randomized studies, if and when they show evidence that ivermectin is a safe and effective medication to be included in the treatment of COVID, somebody a medication that I don't have the scientific evidence mm-hmm. that shows that it's going to work. It's like the same reason we don't use hydroxychloroquine. Remember when that mm-hmm. was the hot drug for COVID?
Boy,
do
Nobody
I. Nobody talks about it anymore. It's like ivermectin is today's hydroxychloroquine. So, I get that question just about every day. I give my most honest expert response and am met almost universally with disbelief, anger, and derision.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are vaccines out there that have proven to work, obviously, and they're available and they're free. And if you don't see the writing on the wall by now, I don't know what to tell you. So, Dr. Ben Good, thank you for all the great work you and all the other doctors and nurses and the rest of the staff has been doing in the last couple, well, for forever, but especially during this pandemic. You guys keep up the good work, and I'll let you get back to your free time before you have to go back to work tonight.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Bob. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Dr. Ben Good from Bonner General. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, kind of switch gears a little bit. We have a Sherry Coldwell. She joins us about once a month from the Sandpoint Senior Center. Give us an update on what's happening there. I think they have a new board of directors, so we'll find out who those folks are and all of that right after this.
It's the biggest, baddest RV liquidation of the year. Going on now at the Greyhound Park. All into savings with this massive 2021 liquidation sale. With the guaranteed lowest prices of the year. Get the first shot at bank repos from Bank of the West, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and several local credit unions. Over 200 units liquidation priced right now at the Greyhound Event Center in Post Falls. Huge factory discounts on all new RVs. With prices starting at just $19,995. Free freight and setup on all travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Special bank financing with interest rates so low. Payments are starting at just $159 a month. This is the biggest, baddest liquidation sale of the year on all new and used RVs. Free parking and free admission. The sale of all sales. Happening now at the Greyhound Event Center in Post Falls, Idaho. Just over the state line.
Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you. Spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. For all your wood product needs, it's Thick and Thin Lumber. Fast, reliable service and competitive pricing. See the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website at tntbeams.com.
Our latest BuyMart savings book is on its way to our members' mailboxes this week. You'll find 16 pages loaded with great savings throughout the store. Stock up on sweet treats for Halloween. We've got you covered in sporting goods and automotive. Plus, save in our pet department on food, treats, and more. Shop BuyMart your way with our latest savings book in store or online. Employee owned. Real value every day.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Sherry Coldwell, the Executive Director of the Sandpoint Senior Center, is with us once again. Like I said, we do this about once a month, get an update on what's happening over there. And we are also joined today by Bill Muck. He is the Executive Director of On-Site for seniors, and he's running the Daybreak Center now. Bill, welcome to the show. And Sherry, what's going on?
Well, we've got a fun month in store for everyone, some new activities, one of which is for the ladies exclusively. The Ladies Homestead Gathering is going to be hosting herbal nights with us once a month. So on October 21st at 6:30 at the Senior Center, and this is all free, of course, all the ladies are
herbal nights. The old hippies out there listening going, oh, man,
that's
cool.
If we were in Washington,
nights.
You know, that might have a different meaning. But in Idaho, we're talking about, at least on this night, it's going to be garlic and its uses. So we have that for you guys. And of course, we have some Dances. We have the dances on the second and fourth Saturday with Country Plus, and that is old school country music, and they always have a potluck, and even if you don't want to dance, just come out and have a meal and socialize with some other seniors. Of course, we still have bingo on Wednesday nights. The doors open at 5 and play begins at 6. They also have meals to purchase there and concessions, and I think it's only $2 a card, okay. And the jackpot's up to $65. Nobody won it this week. So next week's up to $65.
Very good. A lot going on, and it's just great to be back. I know we were during the break, we were talking about, you know, Dr. Ben Good was just on the show and where COVID's at locally. Is that coming back to affect the senior center yet, or were you guys just watching it day to day and see how things go?
Well, we didn't want to be as draconian as last year as far as our measures go. And we're trying to do our best to keep our doors open. So
important for so many people.
So
to
many.
Have a place
we've
to go
got,
and people
yeah,
to hang
absolutely.
Out with.
But the other thing to remember is that we also have a lot of guests that come in who are either getting treatment for cancer and cannot get vaccinated. Or they're simply too old and too frail to get the vaccine. And so, you know, we are asking folks to be responsible. We're relying on them to be honest and to stay home if they don't feel well. We're not enforcing masks at this time. We're not asking about vaccination status. The only thing that we're doing is we're limiting the number of seats per table to just 4, which means we can only accommodate 40 diners a day.
Okay.
If you want to join us for a meal, just give us a call by 9:30. In the morning, 208-263-6860 to reserve your spot, because as I said, we only have 40 seats available. But other than those minor changes, we're not doing much. I will say that we've had 3 folks that have joined us. 2 of them were diners and 1 was an employee who have tested positive. So again, you know, we're just asking folks, if they're not going to be, you know, vaccinated, we encourage you to wear a mask. And if you don't feel well, just please stay home until you know for sure one way or the other.
And like what we were just talking about, if you are over 65 and had the Pfizer vaccine, you can go get your booster. Mm-hmm. And I, for one, have gotten my Moderna booster already because it's going to be approved any day now. Mm-hmm. So there are places where you can get that. And, mm-hmm. Just something to think about.
Yeah, and absolutely get your seasonal flu shot at the same time.
At the same time. Now, originally they were saying give it a few weeks, and now I know several doctors who have, mm-hmm. know, when my arm's going to be sore, I'm just going to get them both at the same time
and get it
over with.
I have an article in the newsletter this month about that specific question, you know, asking is it okay to get mm-hmm. both shots at the same time? And earlier on they thought, you know, it might be a good idea to wait just because they weren't sure about the reactions. But we've seen enough now at this point that they're saying that, yes, it's fine to get both at the same time. You might have a little bit more of a reaction, a little bit more soreness, but if you got one in each arm, you should be good to go.
Very good. And you brought along a guest. I already introduced his name,
yes,
Bill Muck.
Yes.
Tell us. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. So I'm drove up here from Coeur d'Alene. We operate on-site for seniors operates the Daybreak Center, which is here in Sandpoint. Mm-hmm. It's actually joined next to the Sandpoint Area Senior Center. And what we do is adult daycare. Let's say, for example, that mom has dementia. And so, I know this from personal experience because I lost my mother a couple of years ago to dementia. And I know that when I got the news, it was totally devastating to me because I had a job, I had a family, I had things that I had to do. And it was very difficult for me to just stop everything so I could be with mom. And so I wasn't here at the time. I was living in Reno. I didn't have a place like Daybreak that I could bring somebody. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we provide a place where you can bring somebody, have them taken care of, have them engaged activities, singing, dancing, playing cards. We do all sorts of things with the guests. And I know that by putting my loved one there, they're going to get great care. And so I can be free to go off and do my job, go to doctor's appointments, whatever I need to do. And so it's just been a great opportunity for us, even out of Coeur d'Alene. We also operate Bennett House down there. We are just loving to be a part of this community and loving the people that we serve. And we're so thrilled to be here and be a part of it.
And I told Sherry before, I had a mother-in-law who was from here. And we would bring her to the daybreak center because, yeah, we, you know, we were all taking turns taking care of her. And, yeah, it gets exhausting. And sometimes I just want to go to the grocery store. Just
exactly.
Like
and,
that.
It can be extremely overwhelming because I know when I was put in that position, I didn't have a clue what to do. I didn't know where to go or the things that were going to be required. And it was through trial and error. And there were plenty of errors, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I also felt guilty sometimes when I had to go to work because I knew that I needed to be with my loved one, my mom in my case. But I couldn't stop going to work. I had to pay the bills. And so it became almost a catch-22, a dilemma for me about what I was going to do and what became more important in my life. And you know, my mother didn't have a place like this available up where I lived, and there was nothing around that had the ability where I could just drop her off for an hour, a couple of hours, or even all day so I could go to my job. And so it has been, for the people that we serve, I talked to a caregiver yesterday, and she's like, man, I don't know what I'd do without you because it makes such a difference in my life. And the person that I'm bringing, in her case, her husband, he loves being there.
That's what I started to say. Was my mother-in-law, she looked forward to going to the Daybreak Center because she was seeing people who were just like her.
Right.
And I remember her having a conversation with another woman, and neither one of them, honestly, were making a lot of sense, but they were both laughing so hard that they were enjoying each other's company, even though to you and me, it's just gibberish. What are they even talking about?
And one thing we don't do is we don't just set them down in front of a TV.
Yeah.
We keep them engaged.
Yeah.
We keep them active. We play cards. We sing songs. We do karaoke. And let me tell you, some of these seniors are amazing card players. They are just great. And
they know all the tricks. They've been around.
I tell you, it's great. But just to listen to their stories, sometimes they just want someone to talk with them or to read a story to them. And just that interaction is what we really work on with our clients. And it's just, we love them. And the great part is they love us right back. So it's a win-win for us.
So are you, you know, you live in Coeur d'Alene, I assume?
I do, yes.
And then you commute up here every
day? I come
day?
Up here about once a week. Okay. We also have a daybreak day center down in Coeur d'Alene called Bennett House. And so we operate both of those. Plus, we also, OnSite for Seniors also does home health care and home medical care.
That's great.
So we have a number of different things we're doing, and we're extending up into this county. We're quite a ways actually beyond Sandpoint. We go up more towards Bonner's Ferry. We have clients all the way up there. We go all the way down to Kellogg. We don't quite go down to Boise, but we cover most all of northern Idaho with
our
services.
Good stuff. Sherry, you guys have a new board of directors?
Yes, we just had an election. We had three seats that came up, and we had five candidates. Nikki Klein was reelected to the board and reelected as the president of the board. And we have two new members, Adele Martin, who was a previous board member. And anybody who plays bingo knows her. She helps run bingo.
Okay.
And then Rick Bivens is our newest member, and he also runs a couple of activities for us, Bunko and Pinochle. So if you participate in those activities, you'll know Rick. But two new board members and one returning one. And then we have an associate board member, Sue Papineau, and she's going to be helping out with Sue's wonderful, and she's going to be helping out with like different projects and stuff. We the board felt with her skill set and her knowledge that, you know, she would be awesome to spearhead a couple of projects. So we're looking forward to working with our newest members.
Yeah, I ran into her and her husband at the car show barbecue a little while back.
Yeah.
So that was a fun day. Well, good to hear it. And again, you have upcoming activities at the Senior Center. The dances are back. You can join Betty Overland and Country Plus on the second and fourth Saturdays of each month. Dances go from 1 until 4. Bunko with the aforementioned Rick Bivens every Monday at 12:30. Bunko's always a lot of fun. The Friday Stampers, please host Joan Alderman Brown on the first Friday. Called 208-946-8536 to RSVP. For that, or just look up the Senior Center, might be easier.
And that's tomorrow night that they're going to be stamping.
And we talked about that herbal night. Ladies Homesteading Herbal Night. Garlic and its uses are the subject of this month. And again, do you guys have a website too that people
can
go to?
We do, sandpointareaseniors.org. And it's a pretty comprehensive website. We have an events tab where you can access our calendar to see all of our activities. We've got our newsletter on there so you can read what's going on for the month. We have our cafe menu on there as well. Daybreak's site, we have a tab on there for Daybreak. And for those of you who are homebound, we have a virtual activities tab where you can go and take virtual vacations, visit a national park or another country altogether, or visit a museum. We've got several links on there for you to enjoy.
That's all good stuff. And Bill, back to the Daybreak Center, if somebody's hearing this, maybe they're new to town. We know there's a lot of new people in this area.
But we're actually located physically right next to Sandpoint Area Senior. So we're actually in the same type of building, same area right there at 820 Main Street and Forest Avenue. Or they can reach us by phone, 208-265-8127. Or they can go to on-site for the number 4, seniors.org. And there's a link there to the Daybreak Center.
And are you looking for volunteers ever?
We are. We are constantly looking for people who just want to come and be a part of it. If you either know of somebody who needs care, or if you want to help out someone who is in care, we love to have people stop by and volunteer their services, their time, and of course their money as well. We can always use funding. We are a nonprofit organization, and we're totally funded by our users and our contributors.
And again, the best way to reach you?
Area code 208-265-8127 to Daybreak, or you can reach me personally, 208-518-7000.
And, of course, any questions about this or anything else, you can call the folks at the Sandpoint Senior Center anytime, 208-263-6860. Sherry, always great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
See you at McDuff's later, I hope.
Of course. It's Thirsty Thursday, and it's Mugger Thursday.
It is Thirsty Thursday. Yes, it is. We are going to take our final break for today. When we come back, we're going to meet the new owner for Bar X Fitness and Dance and find out what it's all about, where it is, and things like that. So stick around.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church. Let me ask you this question. When was the last time you thought about God? Consider this verse in the 4th verse of the 10th Psalm. The Bible says, "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." I'm afraid there are many people who, if you could categorize their thoughts throughout a 24-hour period, you could find them thinking about many things. Perhaps they're thinking about money and their family and work and health and even perhaps about sin. But there's one thing you'll not find in their thoughts, and that's God. The Bible says that's because they're wicked and through pride they will not seek Him. If you find yourself in that situation, having shut God out of your heart and mind, I urge you today to realize what an error that is and repent and listen to the Word of God. If we can assist you in any way, please contact us. You can reach us at 267-3746.
Do you have slow, unreliable internet? Intermax brings wireless internet and fiber to families throughout all of North Idaho. But our specialty is bringing a mountain of internet to homes that have challenges finding high-speed internet. Intermax offers internet packages starting at $65 a month. And right now, there are emergency grants available for those who qualify. You only pay $25 a month. Call and ask for Jamie, and your installation will be free.
Call Intermax Networks today for a mountain of high-speed internet, locally owned and operated. IntermaxNetworks.com.
Following their scintillating overtime victory over Lewiston, another 5A opponent comes to Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field this week to take on Sandpoint. The Bulldogs battle longtime rival Lake City, and you can catch all the action, starting with the Oaks Fresh Market pregame show at 6:40. Kickoff coming your way from Barlow Stadium Friday night at 7 as the Timberwolves battle the Bulldogs here on North Idaho's Radio, KSPT, KBFI, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
It's the biggest, baddest RV liquidation of the year. Going on now at the Greyhound Park. All into savings with this massive 2021 liquidation sale. With the guaranteed lowest prices of the year. Get the first shot at bank repos from Bank of the West, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and several local credit unions. Over 200 units liquidation priced right now at the Greyhound Event Center in Post Falls. Huge factory discounts on all new RVs. days, with prices starting at just $19,995. Free freight and setup on all travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Special bank financing with interest rates so low, payments are starting at just $159 a month. This is the biggest, baddest liquidation sale of the year on all new and used RVs. Free parking and free admission. The sale of all sales, happening now at the Greyhound Event Center in Post Falls, Idaho, just over the state line.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, our final segment for today, and we are joined by Devin Von Jolly, and she is the owner-operator of Bar X Fitness and Dance, a new exercise business here in town. I've got to meet you on a couple of occasions now. Of course, our picture was in the Reader and the Daily Bee today. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
And tell us about your business. What is Bar X? What does that mean?
So the meaning behind Bar X is bar to the extreme. So I wanted to have a bar studio where you could have a variety of bar classes. And bar is a combination of Pilates, ballet, and yoga movements, where it's high repetition of weights and you're doing low impact, but it's a full body workout from head to toe. And you get that core, you get the arms, you get the legs, your glutes. So pretty much it all.
Yeah, well, it obviously works because we were just talking during the break. You have six children.
Yes.
And you look like you could be 18 or 20 years old.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll take that.
So what are the ages of your kids?
My oldest is 13, a 12-year-old.
Oh, wow. These are busy years.
Yeah, 9, 8, 6, and 4.
There you go. Yeah, people used to ask me that because I had just about as many kids. You could just make up those numbers, Bob.
Right.
They don't.
I used to
they
have
don't
10
know.
To 1, and that
oh,
was
they're
fun.
93 and 17, and no, just kidding. So that's great. It must be a lot of fun for you and your husband to hand up all these kids.
Oh yeah.
I know they're busy years, but they're great years. Are they active kids? Do they take after mom and exercise a lot?
Yeah, they're fun. They like to. My daughter, my second daughter, she's swimming right now. My son, he's just into everything. He just wants to try it all. He loves baseball.
Good.
Ballet. They like to dance. My girls and stuff. My littlest one, he's still kind of figuring it out, but.
Yeah, I met him the other day.
Yeah, he likes cars. That's kind of what he likes right now.
And hiding behind the desk.
Yeah.
Things like that. So when people, everybody. Basically, at some point around here, is going to drive by your studio because you are right on Pine Street at 3rd. And I think a lot of people drive by and are like, what happens in there? So what
Come on in. See.
Yeah. So what does happen in there?
So, yeah. So like I said, it's a fitness class. I do offer other things as well. I have some dance fitness where it's a cardio toning class. I have two instructors now where I have a belly dance class on Saturdays. Some yoga and
Derek and I could do that. We have bellies, bellies.
Yeah, you do that. It's fun. You have some hips and all that. So, I have a variety besides the bar, but my main focus is bar classes. And I have a variety of classes where, moms can bring their babies and wrap their babies on their chest and they can have that workout and have them with them. I have, a bar express class where it's a 45-minute class comparative to an hour. And a ballet one where it's more ballet focused. So I'm trying to bring it all.
Is this mostly female focused or is it for anybody and everybody?
I would like to say my husband took it. So, I mean, yes.
I saw a video of him dancing yeah. with you once.
Everyone could take it. And honestly, like all ages and stages have taken classes from me before. I've had someone who's in their 90s that have taken
Wow.
it. Yeah. So she's amazing. So no, it's not specifically just for women. I mean, I have males that take class and stuff. So it just depends if you want to try it, come on in and experience it. And
I think a lot of people can be apprehensive about a fitness or even joining a gym because they look at all these super fit people and I go, I'm not one of those guys. What if you're not really in shape at all? Is it something you would recommend or should somebody get in shape first and then come and work out with you? Or are there different levels of your classes or how
yes.
does that work?
So in each of the classes, it's pretty much for yourself. You're deciding there's different moves that I'm showing everyone and you can either take that move or you can modify it or you can just keep, it's kind of like to your body and how you feel. So one of the days you might be feeling a little bit more tight on one side and you might not want to be doing the exercise that I'm doing, you can take the modification. So it's more individualized for your needs.
Can someone come in, like if they see your doors open and you're there, just come in and talk to you about
oh,
it
yeah.
and find out if it's really for them?
Yes, yes. And I would say the first class is always the hardest because if you've never experienced bar before, you're just going to go in there and what is all this? And then you're taking it all in. And I usually say that, you know, your legs are going to hurt, things are going to be burning and afterwards, but kind of continuing on.
I used to tell my kids, best feeling in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a good workout. It's fun.
And do you ever start with just doing any individual type of things or is it always in a group?
As of right now, I have just groups. If people are interested in the individual, I'm interested in that too. So I'm up for that.
So I'm looking at your website. It's based on techniques from the original Lott Burke method. What is the Lott Burke method?
Lottie Burke.
Too.
Yeah. So she came up with the technique, the method. She was a dancer, and she kind of came up with the different movements, and then everyone kind of brought that and changed their kind of – I like to think it's like that she made the cake and then everyone kind of make their own little cakes and frosting and kind of changed it up. So you can just change bar in so many different ways.
So what does it take to be a bar instructor?
I am certified to teach group fitness and you can get certifications in bar. There's, like I said, there's a variety of them. My background's in dance, so I feel that that helped me because I had some of the knowledge and the how to move your body and awareness and things. So that helped me in that line.
And I read that you are certified in 7+ bar methods.
Yes.
So is each method like a different class you've had to take in and maybe something that you had to pass?
Yes, yes. You take the course and you sometimes you had to submit some videos and they had to evaluate you and tell you how you did and kind of go from there.
Gotcha.
So
again, this is mostly dance and things like that. I didn't see any like free weights or exercise machines in your studio.
No. The majority of I have is weights that we use. And then we also have different props, I like to call them. Bender balls or sliders, where those are fun. It's like a little plate that kind of slides on the ground. Mm-hmm. There's bands that you can use and blocks, the yoga blocks. So it just depends on how I decide to kind of format my class that day.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of go from there.
And speaking of the classes that day, do you have regular scheduled time or just when people sign up? Or
I want people to sign up.
Yeah.
I need people to sign up because, yeah, I have classes at 6 in the morning. So if I'm going there, I'm hoping people would sign up for that.
Yeah, especially as we get into winter.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Look, I got up. I got
in. I know, right? I'm cold. It's cold and dark. And yeah, so yes, I do have a variety of classes from Monday through Saturday. I'm offering them. And I just kind of – I'm trying to just bring just a variety of – like in the morning, so 6 in the morning, I have some 8 o'clock. I have some 9 o'clock. And then I have a break, 4 o'clock. Afternoon classes, and even I just added some dance fitness ones at 5:30.
So right now you're kind of a mixture of people who might be very good at this already because they've taken it before type mm-hmm. of thing and people who are absolute beginners and everybody in between. Do you envision down the road when you have enough people joining that you would have just a beginning class someday or just an expert class or something like that? Is that something that they usually do in bar?
Well, everyone's usually together. And like I said, you can kind of modify for yourself. And but I mean, it's an option. I could have a beginner's class if they wanted to learn more of the technique and the verbiage and stuff. Oh, like what is a plié?
Yeah.
So that might be an option.
So when you go to your first session, what do you expect? I mean, what should you wear? How do you get ready for it?
I like to say I'm always in my workout clothes, so anything comfy.
Yeah.
And then you
tennis shoes, no shoes.
So you wear the tennis shoes to come into the class, but if you're taking the dance fitness, definitely you need tennis shoes for that. There's socks that we have that are grippy socks. So when you're on the floor, you're not going to slide all over the place.
Got
almost
it.
Like a ballet shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But a nice little sock that keeps you warm. And you come in and then I tell you like we're going to have mat, if we're going to have weights, or if we're going to have the different props that we use.
And how does it work to be a quote-unquote member? Or do you just pay per however many classes you go to? Or do you have to join? Like, How does it work? Yeah, we got your fare. Just give me your credit card.
Yeah, no. You can come in for one class, try it out, or you can pay for packages that either have 6 classes, 10 classes, or with the membership, it's the auto pay where it could be the 3 months that you are coming in on those regular basis for 3 months.
That's very good. It sounds like a fun workout, and I'm just judging from your personality that I think you would make it a lot of fun.
I do. I love it.
Entertaining for people. You've only had the door open for a little while. What's the reaction been? Have people welcomed you to town?
Yes. Everyone either comes in and they're like, oh, I know Bar. I love Bar. I'm so excited Bar Studio's here. So that makes me excited because that's pretty much why I opened it. I wanted it for everyone who loves Bar, who's tried Bar, or who's interested in Bar. And I just wanted to give back to them and just, yeah, let's just work out together, have fun, know that it's not a place that we're judging. We're just coming in as we are. And just enjoy. So,
and again, you don't need to be intimidated. I mean, obviously, you're going to make it fun and enjoyable. Do you have a lot of people coming in now, or
it was really busy in the summer? I think when it was just open, so that new like, ooh, yeah, let's see how it is. It kind of got a little bit slow. I wasn't sure if from school and everyone just kind of getting in that groove of the routine and stuff. But for the most part, it's been good.
Third and Pine, and can they look you up online?
Yes, at barxfitness.com.
Very good. Barxfitness.com. Devin, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate you coming in. We'll do it again sometime.
Hey.
And good luck with the bar.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. That's it for today. In fact, that's it for me for this week. We'll be back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.
KU46EU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and online at North Idaho.